Well, good morning. 7:10, yeah, 7:10 a.m. on Friday, July the 5th, 2024. A cool and breezy morning this morning. Emphasis on cool. I'm freezing my butt off here. I got my hoodie zipped up. I got the hood up. I got the wind whistling through my whiskers, and it is chilly wind coming down off the mountains, I guess. I don't know. Could be that, you know, it is 64 Fahrenheit here this morning outside my back door. I'm gonna put my hood up so I can look around. Put my hood back so I can look around. Let me put it that way. Mostly cloudy. There's a lot of dark gray up there. Sun is shining on the tops, but they're kind of dark on the bottom. So I missed a couple of days. The other day, yesterday was baking day, and by the time I got the bread baked, it came out of the fridge late, 5 o'clock instead of 4. Yeah, 5 in the morning is late, apparently. But an experiment in the yeast. I only used a bare gram of yeast in the bread to try to slow down the overnight rise, and it worked. It worked really well. The overnight proofing in the fridge just barely started working on a decent rise, and so I gave it. I expected to put it in the oven at 7, but it wasn't ready at 7, and I had to wait until 8 till I had what I thought was an adequate level of doubling. And it was definitely worth the wait. It was like, is this going to come up or not? And it was definitely worth the wait. The additional expansion was just about perfect. I got good oven spring, really good color. I gave it 20 minutes at 475, which really darkened the top crust pretty well, and heated up the pan so that the body of the bread got a good crust on it too. Not terrible, not, you know, like really crunchy, crackly, hard to chew, but chewy. It came out really good, really tasty, had nice flavor, nice crumb, not a lot of big gaps and bubbles in it, quite uniform. So as an experiment, it was a success. Problem is, I should have taken the walk at 7. I could have been back in time to put it in the oven at 8. But I didn't know that at the time, so live and learn. The day before that, I was miserable. I'm calling it an arthritis flare-up. I don't sure if that's the case. But I could barely move. I got up in the morning, my back was so sore. Took a couple Advil, and it knocked things back a little bit, but I was moving really slow. And I just thought, no, you know what? Not happening today. I am not going to go out there and hobble around in pain. I mean, there's a certain amount already. I mean, there's a baseline that's pretty constant most of the time. But, yeah, what was it, Wednesday? Wednesday was a no-go. Wednesday was no, we're not playing that game today. So it was good. It was a nice day, other than being in pain. I made spaghetti for supper. But it meant I met 2 days in a row, missed 2 days in Oregon. So yeah, I figured I better get out this morning. And it, you know, it didn't look terrible. Middle 60s and mostly cloudy, so there's not a lot of solar gain. Even though I got up late at 5 o'clock. I got my morning routine taken care of, except for the walk and the talk. And so I got my breakfast and left most of my coffee on the counter, and it'll be cold by the time I get back, but I'll throw a little warm on top of it. It'll be fine, it'll be fine. I had my toast with fresh bread. I had to fight to keep it to one slice of toast this morning. Really wanted a second slice. And I noticed that I can tell the difference now between warm water and coffee. It isn't a big difference. I have to be paying attention, or it's just another liquid in my mouth, but I can taste it again. That's new, that's unexpected. At least, I didn't expect it. Crap in my eyes. I may have the lenses of a 20-year-old, but I've got the eyeballs of an 80-year-old, I think. Played with pens this morning, trying to get caught up. I've been using up the ink. I got a whole bunch of samples. And some of the samples are like, I got a surprise meet back from Goulet Pens, and then they sent me a bunch of random ink samples, small size, just, you know, barely enough for one good fill. Now, I've been trying to catch up with the pens. I've got a lot of pens that I haven't inked yet. And I keep finding pens I like and just using them and not catching up with my backlog. And that would be okay, except I keep buying new pens or more old pens. I don't think I bought any this week. Most of the ones I want are going for too high a price. Most of the ones that are cheap are the ones I already have. And I mean, I've already got like 3 versions of Schaefer cartridge pens. I inked up an old school, circa 1970, Schaefer No Nonsense last night, and used it this morning with some Diamond Majestic Blue. My God, that's a beautiful ink, and the pen is amazing. I mean, it's like $1.98 back in the day. Was that 50 years ago? I remember seeing them in the bookstore, hanging on the rack. You know, the no-nonsense pens, they were intended to look like a throwback to the Schaefers of the 30s, the flat tops. And they succeeded quite well, because they're almost indistinguishable, other than the fact that they're modern plastic, modern construction, and they don't have a lever filler, which makes them a lot more reliable. So I caught up with that one. I caught up with, what was the other one? Jinhao 80. Oh, and I also inked, I got a second, actually I have three now, but I inked up my second dollar 717 oblique piston filler. I really like the line variation. The oblique tying nib. The oblique nib is really wet, and it really has a lovely amount of line variation depending on which direction you drag the pen. But it has this nasty habit of using the ink that's in the nib and then needing to adjust the piston to give it a little more ink. And then it'll write fine for a while, and then you have to adjust the piston and give it a little more ink, which is kind of tedious. Not my favorite. Couple coming up behind me. If they follow me down the street, I'll have to step to the side and let them go so I go by, because they're walking way faster than I am. So the bread came out good. The pens are, I'm caught up. I got a Jinhao 80. I had to take its picture to add to the catalog. I've got a lot of pens. And I still have a lot of pens that I haven't yet inked. Coming up on it. Get ready, say it with me. Mark post. Lady with little dog. Good morning. Over the street, walking down the other side on the far side. All right, close enough. Yeah, dry mouth is still a thing. There. Still reading West Side Oracle. I guess it's West Side Titan now, book 3. Pretty sure this is the last book of the series. It's almost undoubtedly the last book of the series that I'm going to read. I really like it. I like the series, I like the progression, I like the way it's worked. I like the characters. Moving on. I don't know what I'm moving on to. I've got a few samples laying around. I don't have anywhere near the number of samples that I'm used to having. I usually have like 10 or a dozen, but yeah, Fallout 4. My new playthrough is just it's a wicked amount of fun. I've been playing with Deacon this whole time. When I finally picked up the railroad, picked up Deacon, I just kept him. such a pain in the butt. All of them are, but I don't have Lone Wanderer. I'm busy picking up settlement development, high charisma, relatively high luck, and not much else. I do have Gun Nut and Armorer up to 4. I spent the perks on those as fast as I could get them. And so that means that whatever ballistic weapon mod, whatever armor mod I want, I need, I can have. And I got tons of junk and a lot of caps. I'm not in the 100,000 caps range yet, but I'm getting there. I think I've got like 30,000 caps, which is, considering that I had to buy Throat Slasher, which is so much fun, and a couple shipments of ballistic fiber, just so that I could have fiber on my main battle clothing and also on my trading clothing. So, because I periodically forget to change clothes. And if I don't change clothes, then I'm without the advantages that armor gives me, because I can't wear armor on top of my charisma gear. But I have good charisma gear. I've got a charisma suit. I've got Reginald's suit. I've got a Trilby, both armored. Not armored to the max, but better than cloth. I could upgrade them. I've got plenty of ballistic weave now. I could upgrade them and then maybe do something nice for my provisioners. Oil's been the bottleneck this playthrough. I'm not quite sure why. Perhaps because I don't have any carry weight. I didn't put pockets in my leather armor to keep my own weight down. But as a result, I don't have an extra 50 points in carry weight because of armor. Which is sort of why I'm at level 55 and boosting strength at the moment to try to get to strong back. Strong back is such a game changer, late game particularly, when you can go through and wipe out a battlefield and then loot everything and take it back. You can't necessarily run with it, but you can fast travel with it. And yes, I'm playing on normal difficulty. I played one game. I think I played my very first game I played on survival. And I don't remember why I picked survival for my first playthrough. But I remember survival being terribly sloggy. Every time you needed to do something, you had to walk to it. Every time one of those settlements needed defending, you had to try to get to it before the timer ran out. And it was, you know, 5 times out of 10, not in time. You'd get about halfway there and the timer would, you failed. So the only thing you could do is continue going and try to beef them up so that they could take care of themselves. Which is easier once you've linked all the settlements together. But in the very beginning, you only got a couple settlements. You don't have a lot of junk. You don't have a lot of caps. You don't have a lot of money. It's a bit of a challenge. Good morning. Good morning. But I'm into 55. I still have a lot of the game still to play. I still have a lot of things I haven't done. I've made my player home. I've laid a stake to... It was funny. I said I wanted someplace central. And so I picked Murkwater, which is way down on the bottom south part of the map. In part because it's not a very big settlement area. It hasn't got a lot going on for it. It's in the middle of a swamp. But it's big enough for me to build a good-sized player home to put together the kind of player home I want, which is a place to put my magazines, a place to put my weapons, my wall of guns. The last playthrough, I made a house out of boxcars, and I had one great long wall of guns. Every time I got a significant weapon, I tossed it onto the wall rather than put it in a box so that I would know where it was. It was on the wall. And I've played through 55 levels, and I've got stuff scattered everywhere now. Started Nuka World. I got the problem solver, and I've put the Overseer's Guardian away. It's the first weapon I put on the wall. I got the piggies, and I've got the baseball driver. And I'm going to see if I can go finish off the Enclave loop and use some of my excess armor frames on Enclave armor. I should do the Black Devil. That's a fun loop too. Small, handy. But right at the moment, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.